You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is Dante Lee, and you are listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets of success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyvhe.com and on all social networks at ladyvhe. Now, before I introduce my next guest, I just want to give a shout out to all the radio stations that are playing the theme song to this podcast called Elevate, to all the radio stations in Ireland, France, Germany, Britain, and the United States. Thank you so much for your support. And check out my Instagram, and I'll be posting some more information if you want to call into those radio stations and request Elevate. So without further ado, I want to introduce my next guest. She is a phenomenal woman. She is the host of PB and Style podcast. She is a branding and marketing coach, and she is the CEO of Andrea Patrick Consulting. Andrea Patrick Consulting is a personal branding and strategic marketing firm offering services that build personal brands to exude clarity, confidence, and authenticity. Every project yields an intentional nonverbal message for her clients, She assists individuals and companies in areas that include, but are not limited to, leadership, personal style development, strategic marketing, and personal branding. So if you want to really nail your first impression and take your personal branding to the next level, you definitely want to hear what my guest today, Andrea Patrick, has to say. Without further ado, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others. Andrea Patrick, how are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So I want to ask you about two things. I want to talk to you about personal branding. I heard you have a course that's coming up on personal branding, and then you also have your podcast. So I want to ask you, what made you interested in podcasting and what drew you to branding and just marketing as a whole?
Great question. So I will say I have always enjoyed making people look and feel their absolute best so they can get into the presence or attract the people that are right for whatever it is they're trying to do, whether they're trying to capture a man. You know, I have my cosmetology license and I can hook up the hair and the makeup. If they're trying to increase their business growth through marketing, then I can help them make their business even more attractive to the people or their target audience. And so I've always enjoyed making things look good and feel confident, making people look good and feel confident in what it is they're offering.
Oh, that's awesome. So what inspired you to start your podcast?
That is an element of personal branding. So what I did, there was a set of circumstances that I found myself in. I was newly married. I'm going to tell you this story because it's a backstory of the personal branding. So I was found myself newly married, and I had come to this marriage, as you know, those of you who are married, you come to the marriage with your own set of stuff. And it just so happened that my set of stuff and his set of stuff were just not working, and I was very frustrated. And one of my past pastor, he said something in one of his sermons, and he said, if your spouse is doing something that is getting on your nerves and you want to change it, he said, stop, look in the mirror, and fix you. Now, it took a long time to get from that point to personal branding, but I will give you the end result. And what that was is I was able to identify what I needed to create what I call circumstances for optimal success. Because I did the work, I unpacked my emotional bag, gave everybody back their stuff, and I repacked my bag with the custom stuff that was all my own. And when I did that, what I realized was I feel like I am getting my point across. I feel like I am at my best. I feel my most beneficial to those listening to me when they can hear the passion in my voice for what it is I'm doing. Words didn't do it. I had a blog for a long time. Video does it, but it's a little bit more difficult to me to get everybody on the same page and, you know, get them together and all that. I still do video, but podcasting, I can sit in front of a mic, as I'm sure you can tell from the answer to this question, I can sit in front of a mic and talk and just have a great conversation with people. And it stemmed from me really identifying what I needed to create those circumstances for optimal success.
Oh, that's awesome that you had this revelation. So, you know, right now I'm actually in the midst of a new relationship. And when you talk about unpacking stuff, I get it. So that's good. So personal branding, I've read some books on branding and just marketing in general by Russell Brunson, Expert Secrets.
I love that book. I actually have it right here beside me.
Oh, so you've read it. Okay.
Oh gosh, I've got it. Yellow sticky notes all over the place and written.
Right.
Great book.
So, I mean, the book really gives you a framework on what type of persona you really are. Do you have any other tools or frameworks that you utilize when you're, you know, when someone is trying to fine tune their personal brand or even just, you know, make it coalesce more? What frameworks or tools do you have in your toolbox?
You know, it's funny you ask, because when people think about personal branding, there are tons of marketers that talk about it. Russell Branson alludes to it in his book, and he talks about aspects of it. But what I love about the way I teach it is I don't need, and the people that I work with don't necessarily need, someone else's perspective on how to develop their personal brand, because the way I identify with it is as an element that takes who you are and your experiences and your influences and your perspective on things that are all your own. That's what makes you unique. And so the tools I use are really just the ability for you to be introspective and identify those things that are your likes, dislikes, and non-negotiables. And I help you develop the framework for a brand identity that is foundationed on who you are as a person. So I could point you in the direction of people like Russell Brunson and other people. There are tons of marketers that talk about this subject, but when you hear them, a lot of the times what you'll hear is be yourself, you need to be authentic. And they give you personality archetypes, but they aren't right. giving you who you are. You can identify with those archetypes and you can work within that framework in a general sense. But if you want to get really specific and be able to walk on a stage and give a presentation and not have to worry about the fear of answering questions, I help you do that through the way I develop your personal brand as it relates to you. It's customized to you.
Wow. So that sounds like, you know, really delving deep into your personal brand, just really identifying it. It really takes a lot of self-reflection.
It really does. It's funny that when I work with the coaching, the one-on-one coaching clients, one of the first comments I get is, gosh, I had no idea I was going to have to go this far back. I was going to have to dig this deep. But the truth of the matter is with that epiphany moment I described earlier with my pastor, it was a self-reflective activity. And I had to determine, like, why was I triggered by this? Why did this excite me so much? And I believe that all of that is important when you get to the final stages of using your personal brand, the leveraging of your personal brand, because it really plays to the types of images you use, the words that you're going to use in your captions, because ultimately what we're doing is we are building a relationship. And the relationship is whether you are a sole proprietor and you're providing a service, or whether you are a huge corporation and you are providing a product. The goal, the idea is to develop a relationship between your brand identity and your customer persona. And those are two people, if you look at that. Those are two people. And so there has to be a coming together of ideas and foundational elements of that brand identity that is going to relate to your customer persona. And I believe that that foundation comes in the development of your personal brand.
So you said a couple of things here that really make me take some notes here.
I love it when I get y'all taking notes.
Right. So you said there's two personas, which the foundation is on the personal brand. Mm-hmm. You said that was the brand identity and the customer persona. What advice do you have to business owners who need to be clear, get more clarity around what their customer persona is and what their brand identity is? And then I'm going to give you another question. How can business owners, when they're developing their personal brand, eliminate insecurities around their education or experience moving forward?
Okay. So the first question, give it to me one more time.
My first question was, how can someone get more clarity about their customer persona and their brand identity? And how can they shake off insecurities about those things based on their either lack of experience or their lack of education, or any other reason.
Okay. So with respect to the brand identity and the customer persona, first of all, when you listen to marketers, when you research it for yourself, you're going to be told that you have to do market research to understand your customer avatar, your customer persona, your target audience, however you phrase it. So they're going to tell you that you need to dive deep and figure out where they are, who they are, what their demographics, psychographics, geographics, all of those graphics. You're going to be asked what those things are, which means you have to go find that information. You're going to have to go dig deep. You're going to have to ask that target audience questions or a series of questions to survey them, to identify what their pain points are. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a given. Everyone's going to tell you that. What I love about personal branding is, in me saying that this relationship between two people and personal branding is the foundation, what I'm saying is the same way you're doing that for your customer avatar, your target audience, you have to do that for yourself, because when you do that, what happens is the results turn out to be what you like, what you don't like, and what your non-negotiables are. You identify the best way you communicate. You understand what your epiphany moment was, the journey you took along your epiphany when you discovered it, the journey you took to find your solution. You then have the pain points that you hit along your journey, and you have the pain points, because you've done the market research, that your target audience hits. And now you can take that parallel and you can meet your customer where they are at any given point on the journey you meet them. So that's why I say the two most important elements are your brand identity and your customer persona, because that relationship is how you convert. It's how you attract the right people. It's how you engage with them in a way that makes them want what you have the way you're giving it. And it makes them convert at a higher rate, because how many of us, we're on the phone, we're talking, we're both consultants in some way or another, you SEO, me personal branding, we're still in the marketing space, but we don't compete with one another. If I were talking, if you had two of us on the phone that were marketing strategists, it wouldn't be a competition. That's what I love about the development of a personal brand, because you don't have competition when you've developed one. There is no one on earth who has your perspective, your experiences, or has been influenced the way you've been influenced to provide the education that you are providing. So therefore, there is no competition. All right, so that, I think, answers the first question. The second question, in terms of how do you get over the fear of not having the experience or the education, again, it goes back to your perspective, your influence, and your experience, and developing those, what you like, what you don't like, and what your non-negotiables are. Because in developing a personal brand, something else you tap into is where your value lies. And you'll be able to say, okay, I am not that great at X, but I am phenomenal at Y. And that allows you to decide how you want to provide your product or service. If you know you're not, like, I'm not great, I just had this conversation with you, I can do your Facebook ad for you? Of course I can. I know how it all works. Am I an 8 or 9 at doing Facebook ads? No, I'm more like a 5 or a 6. So I can leave that money on the table if I have to. I don't have to take the job and then be afraid that I can't do it. I can say, you know what, I have a team member that can do that for you, or I can say, no, that's not something that I am, that I have a specialty in. So it works, because the experience you have is going to drive the perspective or the way you were going to teach your area of expertise, because it's going to come from a certain set of your own experiences and perspectives. So I love using the example of speaking, because a lot of people are afraid to speak in front of a large group. Mainly for me, it was because I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to answer their questions if they asked me something that I'm speaking on. And then what I realized was, I don't have to answer the question like from a textbook. It's not like I'm taking a class and I'm being graded on what the book said I was supposed to say. I can speak on whatever subject matter I'm on that podium about from my perspective.
Right.
And then who is the person listening to say my perspective is wrong, right? So I can answer that question with confidence and say, here's the way I see that, X, Y, Z. But I know of this book that you could go read that could possibly answer more questions for you or whatever the case may be, but you don't have to be afraid to do whatever it is because you're coming from a place that you are familiar with from your experiences and from your perspective.
Right. So what you said resonated with me about, you know, are you a 10? Are you a 5? Are you a 4? How can business owners avoid the trap of signing on onto projects where there are 3 and 4s with as they're trying to grow?
So the advice I would give here is to be very clear. We talked about that at the beginning. Be very clear about what your true why is. And also be very clear about the value around that why. And that allows you to have an attitude that you don't have to pick up every dollar that someone puts down. Now, if you are in a position where you need to pick up every dollar, you know, that someone puts down because you're trying to put food on the table or you're trying to pay a bill, then I, you know, would honestly suggest that you still have to recognize that you are not a 8 or a 9 or a 10, but there are books out there that will tell you if you can, as a matter of fact, I was reading it in the Russell Brunson book just the other day. He was talking about, you know, what is the name of the movie where the guy is, he ends up being a pilot. He's a professor.
Catch me if you can.
And he had no experience, had not gone to school for any of these things. But as long as he stayed a chapter ahead of the students, he could teach whatever it was. So if it's a situation where you have to be, you have to pick up that dollar, then my suggestion is that you go and read and learn and study and do the best you can, but be honest with the people you are working with that you're not, you know, an expert in that area. Or another thing that you could do is develop relationships outside of the services you provide with people who actually provide those services. And it, depending on whatever stage you are in your business, if you can find someone who is at that same stage and they're looking to grow and build, I think this speaks to your SEO topic, that you can cross promote with those people and you can sort of build each other up,
right?
As partners and collaborators. And so that's another way to sort of overcome that challenge.
Oh, that's awesome. This kind of dovetails into my next question about strategic partnerships. As Lady Z, I also am known as the SEO queen. As those who are watching the video, you can see in my background, the SEO queen. And I'm a part of an accelerator with Data 360. And we talked about strategic partnerships last week. And that was really inspirational. And I know that's something that you've been actively doing over the years. So can you speak to what is a strategic partnership for the listeners listening? And how can it benefit your business as you're thinking about how to leverage a strategy?
I will give you my idea of what a strategic partnership is. See what I did right there? I'm not an expert on this, but I can tell you my perspective on strategic partnerships. And that is a partnership where you have people who may be operating in the same genre or the same industry, and they're serving the same people. However, not necessarily doing the same thing, but you guys play off of or support each other. So for instance, right. I can do a strategic partnership with a graphic designer because they aren't as interested in the background and understanding the whys and all of that. They just want to make sure that they can do a project for their client and get it right as quickly as possible. Where I can then come in work with that graphic designer, with that client, to ensure that their personal brand has been identified and they know how to create a narrative around that personal brand that they can wrap up and tie up in a nice little bow and have their vision executed very nicely by the graphic designer. So that is one idea, one example of a strategic partnership. The other is what I've been doing for a couple of years now with my podcast is I love interviewing women who have small businesses or large businesses. I've interviewed some that have large businesses, and their audience is the audience that I'm trying to reach. And so when I interview them on the podcast, they then take that link and they share it with their audience because they're proud of the interview and they want to share their expertise and how they were able to sort of spin it off on the podcast. But at the same time, it showcases my ability to interview. It showcases the way I am weaving personal branding into what the person they're usually listening to is saying. And so that sort of constructs a strategic partnership as well, because now my content is on her platform and her content is on my platform.
Wow, that's an awesome example of a strategic partnership. So what I heard you say is, you know, whether it's big or small, you know, it can really have an impact.
And absolutely.
You have to, you know, be strategic about what you're doing. And I have to say, one of the reasons why I have this podcast is the same reason you have yours, strategic partnership. So I definitely see what you're saying, and I utilize that same strategy. So we're getting close to the end of our time together. So I wanted to know, can you share how people can connect with you? And do you have any other projects coming up that you would like to talk about?
Absolutely. So you can reach me at AndreaPatrick.com. That's AndreaPatrick.com. Also, I have a Facebook group that I would love for you to join. It's called the BTB Boss Talk. You can find that on Facebook, obviously, and always, you know, connect with me on Instagram at AF Patrick. I would love to chat with you in my DMs and find out what you have going on. And then lastly, I have a course that is coming up. It's called Be Fluence, and it's all about how you can develop your personal brand. And so you can actually connect with that on my website as well under the courses menu tab. That is going to be launching pretty soon, if not already. I'm not quite sure when this interview is going to air, but you can always check it out at AndreaPatrick.com.
Wow. So thank you so much for coming on to the show, Andrea. It has been a pleasure. And I'm definitely looking forward to collaborating with you in the future.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh, let's not forget. I don't know, but let's not forget the month of October is Women's Small Business Month. And you are going to be inside my Facebook group talking about SEO. So
absolutely,
put that in the show notes as well.
Yeah. You definitely want to tune into that. And if you go to AndreaPatrick.com, you can definitely get more information about the Facebook group. I highly recommend you join it and get information about personal branding. I think, you know, personal branding is so, so important. I spoke to two prospects today, and one has a clothing line, and the clothing line has so much swag, but his personality is nowhere to be found on the website. Mm-hmm. Gotta fix it.
You know, we don't do business with the fashion. We do business with the person. And
right.
And I've said this before, people don't, we do business with people we know, like, and trust. I know you know this. How right. do you build and how do you get to know them and how do you get to like them and trust them, except to showcase yourself and be transparent right. as much as right. possible?
So I heard, like, you know, as a Black entrepreneur, you know, you worry a lot about, you know, how you'll be perceived by just people in general, and you don't want to leave money on the table. But I've heard you say this, I've heard Ty Lopez say this, I've heard a lot of people say this, to put yourself out there, there needs to be a face. You need to be the face of your brand. Don't use those stock photos. No stock photos.
No, I know. Please don't. I have a whole course on promo pics. I haven't even launched yet, but don't use the stock photos. No, don't use the stock photos. Show people who you are. Because you know what? What's for you is for you, you know?
Right.
And the people that want it the way you're giving it are not going to care.
Exactly.
Right. They're not going to care. And you don't want the dollars that are going to cause you problems anyway. Trust me,
Dr.
Phil said it about marriage. He said, if you get married for money, you'll earn every penny. I feel the same way about business people. You know, when I'm my clients, if I do this for money, I don't think I'm ever going to get paid enough. So
you know,
I think
what?
We've all had those clients.
You know, it's like, I mean, you said a mouthful there, and you really, as an entrepreneur, is so important to marry your purpose and your passion together with a clear personal brand so that you can find your tribe and vibe with them,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, not everybody's going to rock with you, and that's okay. And you have to be able to let that need to be liked by everybody go so that you can put your personal brand where it needs to be.
Absolutely. I always tell people, concentrate on being a big fish in a small pond. Don't worry about being the small fish in a big pond. Find your small pond and be the big fish.
Right. That's some great advice. Well, Andrea, Patrick, you're amazing. And thank you so
much
for being on the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Loved every minute of it. Thank you for having me.
For tech and enjoy the music. We're on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, where we're always talking about everything. Thank you again, Andrea, for coming on to the show. And until next time.
Bye-bye, guys.
This is Dante Lee, and you are listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.